We really are hungry and thirsty for your living speaking. Anoint this meeting, our speaking and also our hearing. Praise the Lord. Unfortunately, it's the last day. But the Lord is coming soon. And I think that this is what the Lord has written into our hearts yesterday and this whole time. He really has a desire to come quickly. And as we just sung, His return is really at the door. Praise the Lord. This morning, though, we want to see again, for what is the Lord coming back? If He comes back, what does He want to receive? And I think Matthew 13, and also in the Constitution, we have already seen clearly that the Lord is coming to harvest something. At the beginning, in Matthew 13, the Lord comes as a sower. And He is sowing the seed of the kingdom in our hearts. But He sows the seed in our hearts, not just like that, in any way, because He has nothing else to do, but because He awaits a harvest. He doesn't want to plant something in and then something else comes out, but He sows something. He plants something so that when He comes again, He would be able to harvest good fruit. May the Lord really gain such good fruit among us. Amen. What He has sown must at some point in time be harvested. Otherwise, it would have been in vain and for nothing. But I ask myself in these days, since we have been speaking about Matthew 13 and also about the kingdom, after the Lord has really sowed such good seeds of the kingdom in my heart in the last years, for example, of my life, what can the Lord really harvest in me today? That which He has planted, what has grown, what has emerged, what has brought forth fruit, fruit that glorifies the Father. He has sown so many seeds of the kingdom in the last years. Of this seed, what has really reached maturity in our knowledge, but what has really grown within us. And this ground in which He has sown His seed is our heart. This shows that the fruit He desires also has to be in me. He doesn't sow something into me and then gains fruit somewhere else, but it also has to be something that comes forth within me. And we read in Jeremiah, or I have read in Jeremiah these last few days, and in Jeremiah 2:21, and then the Lord says, this is something He said to Israel, yet I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. Didn't the Lord sow seed of highest quality within us? That which the Lord has spoken to us in these last years and even in these last days, it is a seed of highest quality. The seed comes from the Lord. It is the living and effective or operative Word of God. But what happens when it enters into my heart? Here Jeremiah says, how then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine? The Lord was surprised Himself, because after He had sown this seed into us, such a good seed, and after a while He looked at it and wanted to see what became of it, He had to say, How then have you turned before me or changed? What happened to my good seed? It turned into the degenerate plant of an alien vine. He wanted to harvest good fruit, but what did he see? He saw a transformation. He sowed a good seed, have a result, not the one that he expected. And in the last few years, I thought, as a warning for me, I had so much fellowship with many wonderful saints and brothers. So much word of the kingdom. We have done so much together in the work of the Lord. It was really the best seed that we received together. And after a while, I saw these saints again. And I really asked myself, how could it turn or change? This was the same word, the same seed of the kingdom, but it changed into something that was not recognizable, into the degenerate plant of an alien vine. At the end, you can't recognize it anymore. That which he planted at the beginning and we also worked on together has become an alien vine. And then I asked myself, what can the Lord harvest within me? Has he brought forth fruit within me? Or has fruit been brought forth within me that satisfies him? Or what has grown of the good seed that has been sown within me? So I really have to ask myself, what has the seed of the kingdom brought forth within me? This is really a warning for me. One time we had a conference where we really received seed of really good quality. And afterwards, one brother said to me, "What? That was such a wonderful word. Praise the Lord." And then a few weeks later, the same person said to me, "Now we don't know anymore if that really was correct, what was spoken. And I don't even know if this word prophesies anything. We should just speak about something else and not that." And then I asked myself, how then have you turned before me? What happened with the seed that was sown over many years? What can the Lord harvest within me after he has spoken such a good word within me? And I really have to repent. I have to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, from now on, I want to really turn back, make my heart soft, that there would be a good harvest for you." Even the Lord was astonished by the transformation. And some transformation happens very quickly. When, if you're hiking upwards, it is very hard and difficult to reach the top. But to slide back down the hill, it happens in a matter of minutes. It's really like this. It really takes a long time to build up something good, to bring forth something of the Lord, but the descent is so quick. The downfall is so quick, and then we say, how have you turned into a degenerate plant? How have you changed so much? How have you transformed, not into the image of the Lord, but into something else? It really shocked me. And I said, Lord, I really pray that you would really gain a good harvest within me, that the word of the kingdom would bear fruit within me. Yeah, Lord Jesus, make us to good fruit. What's the fruit that the Lord wants to bring forth within us? Let's read some verses. Galatians 5. What does he say about the fruit? First, Paul didn't speak about the good fruit, but about another kind of harvest, which can also come out if our heart is not good. Starting from verse 19 in Galatians 5, he says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies." This is also fruit that can emerge. And not among the unbelievers. I mean, that will happen anyway. But what is it with us believers and those who are in the church? A few years ago, I went to a brother's fellowship where I remember reading this. And I was on a business trip. I came to the meeting a little bit too late. And shortly before the meeting, I went to a brother and I said, and I asked him, what has the burden been the last few days? What is the Lord speaking in these days? And he said, the burden of the Lord is peace, joy, and oneness. And I said, oh, praise the Lord. That's right. Exactly what I need after my business trip to get into this word. But then as I was in there, it was about everything but peace, joy, nor oneness. Or oneness. But it was about dissensions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. I never thought that this whole list can fulfill itself among us as a fruit that must have grown, but I don't know of which seed it grew. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it's about the kingdom. Our harvest, or that which the Lord wants to harvest within us, is what decides whether we, or determines whether we enter into the kingdom or not. I don't want to bear these fruits, but the fruit of the Spirit, praise the Lord, there is a fruit of the Spirit. And this fruit of the Spirit is really what the seed within us wants to bring forth, love. And in these days we have heard this love is not human love, not a hypocritical love. Outwardly I speak about love and I really talk about so many verses about love, but on the other hand, there's bitterness within my soul, in my heart, and I cannot even say hi to my neighbor. But to talk about love, yeah, I can do that well, but there's no fruit. Nothing has grown. It is just said. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, praise the Lord. Have we not had much joy in these days? Hallelujah. Peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. These are the fruits that the Lord wants to see growing in us. Is the faithfulness growing within us? Not faithful men or faithfulness towards men, but faithfulness to our God. We have to be faithful to our God. Like Moses, he said he was faithful over the whole house. This is the kind of fruit I want to see in me, to be faithful over the house of God, over that which he builds, not that which man builds. What a wonderful fruit that really should grow within us, gentleness. And the Lord already mentioned this in the Constitution. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise the Lord. Meekness is a wonderful fruit. Self-control. Against such there is no law. And this shows us that the fruit that he has planted within us, the seed that he has planted within us, has to grow into the virtues of Christ, has to grow and turn into the humanity of Christ within my heart, not grow into knowledge, but something tangible. Fruit is always something tangible. It's not possible for you to go to a tree and you can say, there's fruit, but you cannot actually pick the fruit from the tree. We really have to bring forth fruit that glorifies the Father. Peter also talked about the fruit in 2 Peter 1, starting in verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Has the Lord not really given to us all things? And his seed was the seed of highest quality and exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Praise the Lord, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This was the planting. This is what the Lord sowed. And now it's up to us. It's our turn. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Praise the Lord. It starts with our faith. Faith as a mustard seed is the beginning. But this faith has to develop within us. If the faith is just an objective faith within me, and there's no tangible fruit that comes out of it in the form of virtue or meekness, humility, friendliness, love, self-control, then the tree remains empty and the Lord can harvest no fruit. Amen. To virtue knowledge first comes the virtues, or the virtue, and then comes knowledge. I have to confess concerning myself, and many people who know me probably know this before, and maybe even now, quite often I am for the knowledge. But bit by bit, more and more, the Lord tells me and has shown me it's first about the virtue. If we really have the true virtues, and these virtues grow, then I will have no worries that I will gain knowledge, because the knowledge will grow. Self-control. It's really a wonderful virtue. Perseverance. Godliness. Brotherly kindness. Is this fruit already growing within us? Or is brotherly criticism growing within us? That's also a fruit. But as Clemens said, it's a darnel. It's a thorn. A tear. And to brotherly kindness, love. I want to be such a one when the Lord comes. Lord, give me these virtues. And now, because we are at the end of this age, and yesterday we really gained a strong impression that the Lord is coming very soon, we really have to pay attention to what the Lord can harvest within us. Let's read again in 2 Timothy 3. Why 2 Timothy 3? Because in this chapter, it's especially about the time before the Lord's return. So it really relates to us especially. Verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, are we not living in the last days? Yes, we are. Perilous times will come. It's already a warning. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, like this vine in Jeremiah, it's wild, despisers of good. The Lord has given us so many good things, but we don't love it, nor do we appreciate it. Just like this treasure in the field, we just don't appreciate that which the Lord has given us. Traitors, headstrong, haughty. This is really a black fruit, blinded by pride. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Oh Lord, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Outwardly, we have nothing against the word of knowledge. We say, yeah, the offerings are good, and I can also give you a message concerning the offerings, but I'm against the practice. I'm against bringing the offerings. Then we deny the power of the word of God. Yeah. Oh Lord, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have heard so many things over these past few years. But the knowledge of the truth, the reality of the word, has not grown. This cannot happen among us. On the other hand, starting from verse 10, says, but you, I want to belong to these, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my love, my perseverance. And this word that Paul spoke here, it has become so tangible, he could even say that these are became mine. It grew into such a personal matter for him. It has become so visible, so tangible, that he could tell Timothy, follow this carefully. Exactly. Must have been astonishing that this purpose, this faith grew so much, became so visible, that Timothy could just take it in order to follow. Praise the Lord. This is what the fruit has to be like within us. It has to be so tangible, so real, and yeah, so able to grab it, lay hold of it. My persecutions, my afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, in Stuttgart, Pforzheim, Karlsruhe. What persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. Is this not a good fruit that the Lord brings forth? We were never clear before that persecutions and afflictions are fruits that the Father enjoys. But this type of harvest is what he was able to gain or receive among those who worked for him at that time. May this also grow within us. Lord, grow in us. Amen. And because we're living at the end of this age, the Lord wants this fruit to be in us and not just start to grow, but he wants it to reach maturity. What the Lord sowed in Matthew 5 through 7, what's the result? It's the sons of the kingdom. The fruit and the harvest that he wants to have at the end are the sons of the kingdom. And the sons of the kingdom are those who today reach maturity in this age in which we live. Today, in this world, everything is coming to maturity. Wickedness is reaching its maturity. The politics as well. Everything is coming out that was hidden before. Even technology. Everything is reaching maturity. Everything is, becoming done. I had to give a lecture recently about the level of maturity of technology. In technology, they have really invented a scale to see how mature technology has become. And I asked myself, what's it like with me? As a Christian today, is there maturity in me? Or do I remain as a small child? Let's read Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5, starting from verse 11. Of whom we have much to say, of Christ as Melchizedek, and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. This is a hardened heart. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. When the Lord comes again, he doesn't want to harvest babes. He wants to have sons that have reached maturity. We are the army of the Lord. We want to fight this fight in the spirit. And his army cannot consist of babes. How can babes fight of faith? No, the Lord wants to bring us to maturity because he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, those who are mature. That is that which the Lord wants to bring forth within us. That is those who by reason of use, intensive use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is a sign of maturity, that you can discern both good and evil. You can discern between the wheat and the tares, for example, or between leaven and the fine flour. And then in chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection or to maturity. This must be our prayer in this last part of the race. We really want to let ourselves be brought to maturity. Everything that does not serve for this purpose, I want to lay aside and tell the Lord, Lord, bring me to full maturity. The sons of the kingdom must emerge to be the God's army when he comes again. And praise the Lord that we today can be here and learn the priesthood, because by carrying out the priesthood, the Lord has given us a very practical way to reach maturity. Yeah, we are exercising this every week. Every week when we come to the feast, to the Lord's table, we work on the good land in the week leading up to the table to bring the Father the best fruit and to really present Him to the Father as this Lamb that is blameless. The Father doesn't want just anything. He wants the best, the most wonderful fruit for His enjoyment. Unfortunately, we often don't bring Him the best, but it belongs to Him, for He is God. And we have to give Him the worship. Exodus 34 talks about the worship in verse 26. Exodus 34:26. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. The first of the first fruits, the best of the best, belongs to the Lord. Not just anything, but the best of the best belongs to the living God, and this is what we should already practice today. Amen. Lord, we praise You. Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6:7. The Lord says, for the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God. Praise the Lord for this. The Lord has really sown very good seed within us, and we have often had to drink of the rain. But now He wants to see useful herbs. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. I don't want to belong to those. When the Lord comes, I want to have brought herbs useful, that are useful to Him. I want to have borne this type of fruit. I want the Lord to really bear good fruit within me, and this is my prayer for us all. Praise the Lord. In the second half of the meeting, we will continue about the various harvests at the end of this age.